Good evening and welcome to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. This is your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, electronic, alternative and all that kind of stuff mashed into one big, well, hour-long slot of genre-breaking music. It's all good stuff. And tonight the show is brought to you by myself, Nigel, and I've got a guest presenter in tonight. A special guest. It's Steph. And the long-term listeners amongst you will remember that it was myself and Steph who started this show many years ago and were a solid team for, the first good 5 or 6 years, weren't we?
Yes, it was. I know we started in something like 2000 and...
I think it was 2002. So we've been going solidly 8 years now, and you've only been missing for the last couple.
Well, actually, I remember we started it in 2001, because in 2002 was when we got to Infest, and we did our first interviews there, I do believe. But then again, you can probably...
I'm not going to try and argue. I know that's just the way I remember it, at least. Anyway, so we've got you in, and you're going to be choosing a big bunch of tunes for us tonight as well. Well, generally the standard guest on the show procedure. We both play a bunch of tunes and have a bit of a natter. So shall we continue with that?
Yes, I do believe we have a band which you introduced me to, and I thought, oh, this is good. Edgy.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
is Proyecto Mirage with Sir Mol from Turn It On. Basically, how this has gone was I allowed Steph to choose a couple of those tracks, which, damn good stuff there, Steph.
I think that album came out about 2 years ago, and they were on Hands, but they're now on... forget it. got it there.
They're on And Zen, yes.
That's it, yeah. Yeah, I knew it was one of the more kind of the US labels which cater for more like the avant-garde electronics and whatnot. But,
cool. Well, before that, we had Velvet Acid Christ with Caustic Disco. That's a Mindless Faith mix from the Dependence 2010 sampler. Good to see a load of interesting stuff coming out on Dependent, and that sampler's a very good show of stuff from them, so I'm just looking forward to a lot of the albums coming out this year. And before that, we had... Well, you introduced it as a band that I introduced to you, so in a nice circular fashion. That was Edgy, with Descent from Flawed. All good stuff. Now, I think... it's probably worth just piling on with the tunes for a bit, and we'll run down the gigs, clubs and stuff after a couple more tunes, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Right, well, what I've got lined up here is a band that I discovered at Kinetic last month or so, a couple of months ago now, called Left Side Neighbour, and they're pretty awesome. Have a listen to this. We'll be right back.
retired from the human race. I'm retired from the human race.
still listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. And you heard there... Who did you hear there? That was one of Steph's tracks. That was Cyanotic with Deface, the glitch mode stomper from Transhuman 2.0. That's quite a stomping track. They're a stomping band, though, aren't they? They've got an album just about coming out, haven't they?
Yeah, it's called Medication Generation, and I do believe it's out...
I think it's
beginning of July.
Yeah, start of July, I believe it's due. A lot of the Cyanotic fans have been waiting months for this, if not years.
I've heard it.
Cool, and your thoughts are?
My thoughts are it's much more, as good as their last album was, which was called... It's right there in front of you.
There, Transhuman 2.0.
Yeah. That was an excellent album, but it wasn't quite as focused as this one is.
Yeah.
The production on it is slick, very slick.
Well, when I get hold of my copy, I'll be bringing some in for this show, definitely.
Yeah, it's I'll say this, there's some very metal tracks, very metal.
Yeah.
But then there's also...
the electronic stuff.
Kind of thing, FLA.
Yeah, cool. That's sounding
kind
like
of thing.
Great but, stuff but, to look forward to.
But much more, kind of, it's...
They're
it's
intense.
Them.
It's very, them. They are a very intense band, aren't they?
Yeah.
Okay, and before that, we had Left Side Neighbour with a track from the Kinetic 3 compilation called Today 24441. No idea why it's called that, but I really do quite like their sound, and we'll be keeping an eye out for more of their stuff. Right, now is the bit of the show where we normally run down gigs, clubs, events, things like that, and a little bit of news about upcoming releases. Well, I think I mentioned this on the last show, Sam have got their third album due next week sometime, I believe, July the 9th. That's Brainwasher, and we're all looking forward to hearing that. Hopefully that'll come through by the time the next show airs as well, so good to look forward to that. And also Uberbyte, I believe they're Sheffield-based, aren't they, Uberbyte? They're certainly South Yorkshire,
yes.
And they're currently on tour in America with Nachmar.
Nachmar, however you pronounce it.
I've no idea how to pronounce that. Please correct me if you know I'm saying things wrong. So, yeah, good on the UK lads getting on a tour like that. Great stuff from them. So that's kind of the news bit that I thought I'd mention. But the gigs and clubs in the Yorkshire area, we have on Saturday the 3rd of July, Black Veil at the Cellar Bar of the George in Leeds. Now, this seems to have had some issues running so far, but it's due to be on this Saturday, basically, so hopefully that'll go ahead with no issues. Keep checking gogpromotions.co.uk/Black Veil, because I'm sure they'll post any information there that's kind of relevant if anything changes at the last minute. That runs from 8 p.m. till late, and it's £2.50 on the door. Now, coming up next week is, on Saturday the 10th of July, a one-off event. Now, we've had the last Friday Flock, but it looks like the makers of Friday Flock, the Sheepish Crowd, are running a one-off night called Neverwhere. And they're doing it in an interesting way. They're doing it in a secret location. They're basically not announcing the venue it's going to be run at until about a week before. So make sure you're on either Sheepish mailing list or the various Facebook groups for that event. Look for Neverwhere, you'll find it. And I think it also will appear on the Sheepish website at sheepish.net/neverwhere. And the details so far have been listed as one-off free gothy night, several shades of Flock, live music from Alice Moving Under Skies, runs from 9 p.m. till 3 a.m. And that's all we know so far. So, yeah, that's the Sheepish Crowd being cryptic, but you never know. It could be awesome. No idea what venue Paul's got in mind for that one.
My bet is the library pub.
You think so?
Yeah.
My money's not on that, but... We'll work it out, but by the time the next show airs, we'll know and we'll be able to tell you. So if you don't get to it, we'll let you know where it was, but we'll let you know whether Steph was right or not. What else? On the same Saturday, over in York at the Stereo, there's Darklands, which is 9 p.m. till 2 a.m, £4 on the door. And details at myspace.com/darklandsclubnight. So that's Saturday. We've got a lot of choices. What else have we got? We've got Zombina and the Skeletons. Actually, this is a whole big list. I've got a big list of bands here, and it's not even the complete list. It's basically the Deviate Fest over in York. There's loads of bands playing. It's 3 days festival with three stages, or, well, three venues, basically. And the bands include... This is not a conclusive list, but this is a partial list, because I figured it'd be too long to go through the whole list. Zombina and the Skeletons, Pink Hearse, Eureka Machines, Nosferatu, Ed Tudorpole, The Eden House, Grooving in Green, Wayne Hussey, Incubus Succubus, Gene Loves Jezebel, Pretentious Moir, Deviant, Modulate, Faderhead, Tenek, Noise of X, Goteki, and more.
Rhombus.
Yeah, there's Rhombus, there's Green Bad Shaker. I've decided not to go through the whole list.
Yeah, no,
we'd be here all night.
It's
but,
just a band that we've got
local bands such as Rhombus, Green Bad Shaker, who's got a couple of members in this area. In fact, they're doing Zeitgeist Zero are a special band who are playing all three stages. So they've basically kind of got a death rocky type stage, they've got a trad gothy type stage, and they've got an electronic stage. And Zeitgeist Zero are actually playing all three stages at different parts through the weekend.
Obviously, like choosing tracks to
suit
fit the various stages, aren't they?
And that's exactly it. I believe they've been writing new material to fit some of the stages as well, because they were just trying to push themselves to get them, you know, see if they could write a track that would fit a certain genre. In fact, so it's going to be good stuff. Have I got the details of that? I don't actually have all the details. I believe the cost is about £49. Actually, I do have the details here. Weekend tickets are £49. Day tickets for this Friday and Sunday are £21. Or the Saturday is slightly more expensive at £24. And more information about that can be found at www.deviatefest.com. So that's looking like a very busy weekend in Sheffield. Oh, and clashing on that Sunday the 18th, Frontline Assembly are praying the Corporation in Sheffield as well. So, lots going on, although it's taking a bit of travelling. There isn't that much going on in Bradford, but it's well worth mentioning our Bad Moon Rising night here at the Zoo Bar in Bradford every Thursday. Free entry, 9 p.m. till 1 a.m, gothupnorth.co.uk for more information. That's also usually got the... Carpe Noctum night as well, but I don't actually have the details of that in front of me.
That is the fourth Saturday of every month.
Yeah, so that's a little bit away. I'll mention that on the next show. And also worth mentioning the Leeds weekly night, the Sunday Goth Social at the Pack Horse Pub up by the university. It runs from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. free entry, and the details of that are on a Facebook group, so log on to Facebook and search for Sunday Goth Social. That is all the information I've got. Did you were mentioning something about another band playing on the Monday after that Sunday?
Skinny Puppy.
And is it
that is in Manchester, so it's doable.
Yeah.
That is the there's FLA playing
Sheffield
on the
Sunday.
On the Sunday, and then the Skinny Puppy playing Manchester at a venue I've never really heard of before, called Moho.
I think I've been there once. It's a new one. It's kind of still in the city centre, and it's, you know, tailoring to these alternative electronic-y type bands, so it's a good little venue. But, yeah, fairly new on the radar for us two, at least.
That's it. That's all I can think of.
Well, I reckon it's time to plough on them with the music. And I think last show I got hold of the new Edge of Dawn album and I played a track off it, but I think it might have been the track I played off it previously before I got it when I had a track off a compilation album. So now I've actually had a good nice listen to the Edge of Dawn album, and I've chosen a different track for tonight. This is Falling from Anything That Gets You Through the Night. We'll be right back.
faces rush by. Soon we will fly. And I'm falling in love again. Falling, I'm falling, I'm falling. It doesn't take much. Answer my calling, I'm gentle. I know how to touch. Falling, I'm falling, I'm falling. It comes from within. We'll be right back.
Right. That was Front 242 with Neurobrushing from Tyranny for You. That was one of Steph's choices.
Yeah.
Good stuff. That sounded quite old school EBM in its sound, didn't it?
That was something like from the early 80s or late 90s, from the Tragedy for You album.
Tyranny for You.
Yeah.
Yeah. And before that, I played some Edge of Dawn with Falling, which is one of the tracks from Anything That Gets You Through the Night. Great stuff from them. But as usual, I've run out of time, or we've run out of time, and we're going to have to say goodbye. I'm going to leave you with a track, well, one of my choices. This is an album that's kind of missed me. I was following this band for a while and then completely lost track of them. And you know how then, like, 6 months later, you think, I wonder if that album did come out. So I went and Googled and found it actually came out 5 months or so ago. So this is the Untenall album, Moving On. And it did actually get released. I remember ages ago there was a whole thing about whether it had been destroyed in a house fire and things like that. So, you know, it's finally got released, and I've only just picked it up, so I may be a bit behind the times here, but it's certainly new to me. This is Untenall with I Can't Be the One, and it's last track from us tonight. So good night, and see you in a fortnight's time.
Bye-bye.